Eli James is an FFA member from the Eastern Green chapter in Indiana. Eli, tell me about yourself.
I'm 15 years old. I'm in the Eastern Green FFA chapter. I go to Eastern Green High School. Hometown of Salisbury, little bitty town. I'm in Green County. We're big into the ag program.
What's your involvement at FFA? Do you have any SAEs or CDEs that you participate in?
I do a SAE program for summer. I have to write down all my hours to get an extra credit in my high school classes.
Did you grow up on a farm?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in the 4-H Monroe County Fair. I show swine and beef. I've been doing that since my first year. So, yeah, I'm big into 4-H too.
And talk about your greenhouse that you have been building. Is it brand new or are you still working on building it?
Yeah, we got a grant our FFA did for this greenhouse. And so we're going to build it and grow some fresh produce in there.
Are you going to end up selling that produce, do you know?
Yes, ma'am. And consuming it.
And we're also talking with Reese Whaley, who's also an FFA member from the Eastern Green chapter in Indiana. Reese, tell me about yourself.
I'm part of the Eastern Green FFA chapter. Grew up on a small cattle farm. We got about 30 head. Live just a little east of a small town of Bloomfield, Indiana. And always been into FFA and anything agriculture related.
Talk about the CDEs or SAEs that you may be involved in the Eastern Green FFA chapter.
Yes, I'm involved in an SAE program this summer. I worked a lot for farmers and on construction, and I was able to record those hours I worked, got an extra credit in my high school classes.
And what's your role in building this greenhouse for your FFA chapter?
There's the FFA, and we have a shop class, too, and I'm part of the shop class also, and the shop class was working on constructing it along with the FFA, so I'm kind of on both sides of it, if you will.
What is the current status of this greenhouse?
We got it all up, all the framing up, and we're working on putting plastic siding all around it, and we got about done now.
And how did you come up with this idea for the greenhouse? Was it just kind of an idea that your FFA chapter had, or was it a goal of yours to do?
Our old advisor, Mr. Josh Adams, had the idea to do it for a SAE program over the summer. So he was able to get a grant from a local foundation, and they gave us the grant, and we got it, and it had a lot to do with our old advisor.
And were you involved in the grant process of maybe writing the application to receive the grant?
I was not, but my brother, Rhett Whaley, was. He graduated last year.
And what is your overall goal for this greenhouse? Eli said earlier that you want to hopefully sell the produce that comes along with it. Is there any other goals in mind?
Yes, like Eli said, we hope to grow good produce and to sell it and hopefully consume it and just, find out what the, best way to grow it is and with the right type of fertilizers and everything. So we hope to grow and use it to as much potential as we can.
And not only are you building it and learning how to build a greenhouse, but like you said, there's a lot of things that are going to come with it. You might even get a little crop science education along with it.
Yes, we hope so. We hope to learn a lot about crops. And as we're growing the crops and everything, we'll grow ourselves and learning about them.
And what's the long-term investment for this greenhouse?
We hope to just use it as a learning experience for FFA members and ag classes to come, hopefully for several decades.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.